Title: Volume Automation for Groove for 90s Rave Flavor Intermediate. Alright, let's dial in that 90s rave pushpull groove using nothing more than volume automation inside Ableton Live. No new notes, no fancy MIDI tricks required, just tiny level moves that make your drums feel like they're being performed, not programmed. The big idea is this. There are two scales of automation that matter. First, micro moves, hit-by-hit changes that create swagger, ghost note bounce, and that uneven hardware sequencer feel. Second, macro moves, phrase-wide rides across 8 or 16 bars that create momentum and that classic lean back, then slam rave energy. We're going to build a simple, modern drum and bass stack first, then we'll inject that movement. And we'll do it in a way that stays clean, repeatable, and easy to undo. Step 0. Set up the session so this is fast. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174 BPM. I like 172 as a sweet spot. Set your grid to 1/16, and remember you can toggle triplets when you want a more shuffled break moment. Make a few groups. Drums, bass, and music or effects. On the drums group, drop a utility device. Leave it at 0 dB for now. That utility is going to become your main macro automation handle. Before you draw a single automation line, here's a pro coaching move. Calibrate your ears for small moves. Loop two bars and turn your listening level down a bit. Not your track faders, your monitoring level. If the groove still changes with tiny automation moves, you're in the right zone. If you feel like you need huge swings to notice anything, it usually means the samples are already too crushed, too saturated, or too busy. Now step 1. Build a basic TNB foundation so the automation has context. On a kick and snare track, put your kick on 1 and 3, and your snare on 2 and 4. Keep it classic, then add a break track. Anything amen-ish or classic rave will work. Warp it in beats mode. Preserve transients. Transient loop forward. Start with envelope around 20 to 40 so it's tight, but not totally dead. Then add hats. A 1/16 closed hat pattern with a few gaps so it can breathe. At this point you should have that modern stack. Clean kick and snare for punch, a break for grit and shuffle, and hats for drive. Now step 2. The core trick. Micro volume automation for rave groove. This is where the 90s happens. The groove comes from tiny differences in intensity, not from everything being max velocity. First, hats. Quickest win. Click your hat MIDI clip. Go to the envelopes box in clip view. Choose MIDI control, then velocity. Now draw a repeating pattern. Think strong, weak, medium, weak. For example, 110, then 75, then 100, then 70, and repeat that. Then, every two bars, pick one hat hit and push it up to around 120 as a little surprise accent. When you listen back, you should feel a contour, like the hats are leaning forward and then relaxing, instead of sounding like a sewing machine. Teacher note, don't make it random. Make pockets. A very 90s programming tell is that the groove pattern repeats consistently, and then you add a deliberate exception at the end of a phrase. So build a stable two-bar hat contour, then add just one or two special accents as turnarounds. Another tip, velocity can change tone, not just loudness, and sometimes that makes hats painfully bright. If louder hat hits get too sharp, put a saturator after the drum rack. Try 2 to 4 dB of drive with soft clip-on. That way your accents feel like energy and density, not just louder and harsher. Next, the break. Automate clip gain for ghost note bounce. Select your break audio clip. Go to clip view envelopes. Choose mixer, then clip volume. Zoom into 1/16 or even 1/32. Now, instead of boosting everything, try downward shaping. Leave your loudest main hits basically where they are, and pull down the in-between stuff by about 1 to 3 dB. Then choose a couple of ghost snare or little chatter hits and give them a gentle boost, like plus 0.5 to plus 1.5 dB. And every two bars, find a little fill transient and nudge it up slightly so the phrase talks back to you. Here's the 90s jungle mindset. Your clean snare already owns 2 and 4. So don't waste all your attention trying to make the backbeat huge in the break layer. Instead, accent the answer hits, the little in-between snare flicks and kicks that create the conversation. If you want even more control, you can right-click the break and slice it to a new MIDI track, slicing by transients. Then you can automate velocity per slice like you did on hats. That's more involved, but it's surgical. Now kick and snare, tiny dips to create forward motion. This sounds backwards, but not every main hit should be identical. In your kick and snare MIDI clip, try a call and response across two bars. For example, make bar 1's kick around 118 velocity, Bar 2's kick around 112. Keep the main snares fairly steady, like 115 to 120, unless you want it looser and more youngly. Microgroove rule to remember. If everything is at 127, nothing feels like it's moving. Quick checkpoint. Separate groove automation from mix automation. If you're doing this because your snare is too loud or the break is too quiet, stop and fix the static mix first. Groove automation is a feel choice, not a repair job. Okay, step 3. Macro volume automation across 8 or 16 bar phrases. This is the rave lift. Press it to enter automation mode. On the drums group, pick utility, then gain. Now draw a subtle 16 bar shape. Bars 1 to 8 gradually rise from 0 to about plus 0.8 dB. Bars 9 to 16, we set down slightly, like to minus 0.3 dB, then rise again to plus 0.6 dB. This is not a roller coaster, it's momentum. The listener shouldn't think the volume is changing, they should think this is getting exciting. Now for the classic move, the one bar pre-drop suck. In the bar right before the drop, dip your drum's utility by about minus 1.5 to minus 3 dB right at the start of that bar, then ramp back to zero right at the downbeat of the drop. If you want to sweeten it, pair that with a quick filter sweep on a break layer or a short reverb throw on the snare using a return track. But the volume move is the core. That's the pull back then slam feeling. Advanced arrangement twist. Instead of one obvious dip, try a two-stage dip. A small tuck two bars before the drop, then the deeper dip in the final bar. It feels more like a DJ system leaning back, less like a single effect. Step 4. Bass automation that locks to drums without killing the sub. Set up a simple stock chain. EQ8, then saturator, then optionally a compressor with sidechain, then a utility for automation. EQ, high pass gently around 20 to 30 HE, and control mud around 120 to 250 if it's stepping on your snare or break. Saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Now the key. Don't rely only on sidechain pumping. Add small utility gain dips that match the groove. Dip the bass by about minus 0.5 to minus 1.5 dB on snare hits, on 2 and 4. Then in the gaps, lift it slightly, plus 0.3 to plus 0.8 dB, so it feels like it's breathing with the drums. If you're working with pure sub, be gentler. Think minus 0.3 to minus 0.8 dB dips. Sub doesn't like beating yo-yoed, and watch out for this mistake. If you've got aggressive sidechain and aggressive volume automation at the same time, you can get weird double pumping. Decide which one is the main movement, and keep the other one subtle. Step 5. Glue it so your automation feels intentional, not messy. After your drums group utility, add drum bus. Try drive around 2 to 5. Boom at 0 to maybe 20%, but be careful in drum and bass because low end gets crowded fast. Use transients plus 5 to plus 20 if the break needs snap. Optionally add a glue compressor after that. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to flatten the automation, you're trying to make it sound like one instrument. If your automation lane starts looking like spaghetti, do some cleanup. Highlight a messy region, right-click, and use Simplify Envelope. It reduces points without killing the feel. That's how you turn drawn chaos into an intentional contour. Two extra quality checks that will level up your results. First, audition in mono sometimes. When stereo width disappears, groove is mostly dynamics and timing. If the movement vanishes in mono, you might be leaning too hard on width effects instead of level contour. Second, make sure your automation creates pockets. Repeatable shapes beat randomness every time. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Grab a 2-bar break loop and a basic kick and snare. On the break, add a clip volume envelope. Pick 6 hits to dip by about minus 2 dB, and pick 2 ghost hits to boost by about plus 1 dB. On hats, draw a repeating velocity pattern like 115, 78, 105, 72. On the drums group utility, draw an 8-bar rise from 0 to plus 0.8 dB. Then resample or bounce 8 bars of drums to audio and listen back. Ask yourself, does it roll more? Do the ghost hits speak? Does the phrase feel like it's going somewhere? If it feels too busy, reduce every move by half. That's a real rule. Half usually sounds more professional. One last pro workflow move. When it's working, print it. Resample 8 to 16 bars of your drum bus to audio. Now you can do final micro clip gain edits on the resample. Program, commit, refine. That's a classic jungle workflow. Recap to lock it in. Micro volume changes, like velocity and clip volume, create swing, ghost attitude, and that old school uneven intensity. Macro automation, like utility gain on groups, creates phrase energy and the rave lift. Keep it subtle, usually within plus or minus 0.5 to 3 dB, and stabilize tone with saturator, drum bus, and light glue so it reads as groove, not accidents. If you tell me whether you're using clean one-shots plus a break layer, or mostly chopped breaks, I can map out a specific 16-bar automation plan with exact dB targets and where to place the turnarounds.